You're listening to the newsroom from the BBC World Service with me, Will Chalk. This was supposed to be the deadline, the time Donald Trump said he was going to destroy the entire civilization of Iran. But in the past couple of hours, the US president has said he'll hold off for 2 weeks. Here is some of what he said on social media, voiced by one of our producers.
The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with the definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate.
As for Iran, it has agreed to reopen the Strait of Hormuz as long as the attacks against it stop. Analysis from our correspondents around the globe about what this means for the war and where we go from here, coming up after the latest world news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. Iran says it's agreed to a 2-week ceasefire with the United States after Donald Trump called off his threat of imminent massive strikes on the country, subject to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The US leader's announcement on Truth Social came an hour before a deadline he'd set. With the latest, here's Tom Bateman.
The Post seems to suggest that after more than 5 weeks of war and an extraordinary, unprecedented escalation in rhetoric by the President of the United States, including threats that if followed through would amount to war crimes, Mr. Trump appears to be saying that the US has, or is close to, winning. Reopening the Strait of Hormuz was a war aim that did not exist when he started the war, but he says that Iran has presented a 10-point proposal. The degree to which he will be able to claim his objective, that the regime won't ever develop a nuclear weapon, is still far from clear.
The Iranian Foreign Minister, Abbas Araghchi, has confirmed that safe passage through the strait will be possible during the ceasefire. Reports say Israel will also adhere to the 2-week halt in hostilities. A statement by Iran's National Security Council also announced talks in Pakistan soon to try to end the conflict. As the US deadline approached, Iran increased attacks on Gulf countries, again launching missiles and drones across the region. The Qatari authorities said 4 people were wounded by debris after an incoming projectile was intercepted. Saudi Arabia said it had destroyed 5 ballistic missiles, while the UAE said it was actively engaging with incoming fire. Here's our BBC Persian correspondent, Kashar Janedi.
The Iranian government is trying to show that it's defiant. And today they had issued a warning for people living in the southern Persian Gulf Arab countries such as Kuwait, Bahrain, UAE, and Saudi Arabia, mentioning names of roads and bridges. And I've asked people to avoid these places to say that in case we're going to retaliate.
The authorities in Kuwait asked people to remain at home between midnight and 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning as a precautionary measure. Oil prices have fallen sharply, with Brent crude trading almost 6% lower and West Texas Intermediate down 19%. As Donald Trump's deadline was approaching, refiners in Europe and Asia were paying record prices of almost $150 per barrel for some grades of crude due to supply difficulties caused by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Israel's military has again told remaining residents in Tyre in southern Lebanon to flee their homes as its strikes targeting Hezbollah continue. Earlier, Israel warned all vessels moored or sailing in the sea south of the city to head north immediately, appearing to indicate an imminent attack. The country has forced hundreds of thousands of residents to leave southern Lebanon, with the IDF is attempting to make it into a buffer zone. This is the world news from the BBC. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has visited Hungary 5 days before its general election and put on a strong show of support for the incumbent right-wing nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban. He called Mr. Orban a role model for Europe and put Donald Trump onto the phone to endorse him during a campaign rally. The Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is due to testify in front of the US Congress in June about his relationship to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. A spokesperson for the billionaire said Mr. Gates had never witnessed or participated in any of Epstein's illegal conduct and welcomed the opportunity to testify. Nick Johnson reports.
During a meeting with staff from his charitable foundation in February, Mr. Gates admitted making a huge mistake in associating with Jeffrey Epstein and acknowledged he'd had extramarital affairs with 2 Russian women, but denied any illicit behaviour. Bill Gates has not been accused of misconduct by any of Epstein's victims, and his inclusion in investigative files does not imply any criminal activity. The House Oversight Committee is investigating Epstein's wrongdoing and has also heard from former President Bill Clinton and his wife, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who gave evidence behind closed doors earlier this year.
Police in Brazil and the National Health Agency say they've started a crackdown on the growing production and trade of illegal weight loss drugs. Operation Heavy Pen began on Tuesday with close to 70 searches across 11 Brazilian states. It's focusing on unlicensed products that use the main ingredients found in leading drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. FIFA has opened disciplinary proceedings against Spanish football's governing body over Islamophobic chants during the men's national side's match against Egypt last week. The chants by fans were condemned by Spain's coach and the team's star player Lamine Yamal, who's Muslim. And that's the latest BBC News.